G'day guys, welcome to Team Selection. Of course, we're joined by Coach Ross Lyon, and Ross is ahead of the Derby. It's going to be absolutely amazing. But firstly, let's look back at last week. Great game against the Western Bulldogs.
Really pleasing. It was another audit on how well we're going or not going, and our young group and our leaders. So Bulldogs coming in good form, and I was really interested to see what we're going to get, but I was really pleased with the way we were in the contest and then our spread with the ball, and we're moving the ball quite well. So got right on top of them. They're not exactly what they were from a couple of years ago, but they still come over. We thought it'd be a big challenge, but we overcome that in a convincing manner. So, but you know, obviously Fife's built to some good form, and our senior players and our kids keep growing, and our back line's bouncing out well. So, and the noise was amazing.
It certainly was. What is a good part about it, having those young players get to play with, as you mentioned, Fifey and David Mundy and Aaron Sanderlands, because if I was playing with them now, the way they're going about their business, it just helps you grow.
Yeah, there's no doubt that they need to stand up so the kids can flourish. And to their credit, they've been doing that, and it does make it easier. And look, that's the expectation, but you can't always deliver on that every week, but they've been doing it very well, and we hope that continues. And you know, Taylor Demand, another debutant, we thought he acquitted himself well, so that talks to our development and appeal, and the systems can be transferred across, so that's pleasing. And and where we're at, well, it's just really exciting to get there and see, can we keep improving? Because we know there's plenty of improvement in us, and there's going to be some ups and downs, but it's been really pleasing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, so team selection this week. We know the Tabernard's out with his, that's disappointing. He's been so great, but Michael Johnson, does that mean that he comes back into the team to cover that? West Coast Eagles with their height particularly.
Yeah, look, they are a taller front half. Michael went out managed with his body. He certainly wasn't omitted on form. It was about we needed another runner in. And so, but West Coast are taller, the Kennedy, Darling. So we'll have a look at that. He's the obvious one to come in down back. And, you know, we're able to ruck out of our back half last week. So there's no reason we couldn't continue to do that. And we enjoyed the smaller front half. But, you know, we'll have a debate on Cox and Kirsten as well. So look, there's not too many changes. We're pretty healthy. But obviously, we've got some good players in rehab. Tabernard, you know, Hill, Spur, Bernal. Bernal's really pushing along. So in the next 2 weeks, you know, without hiccup, he should be getting very close. So that's exciting for us as well.
Is it difficult to go into team selection this week with the guys having the bye at Peel last weekend? Because you always like to see fresh performances to be able to get and pick a team.
Yeah, it's not ideal. I like the continuity of them playing and coming in match fit and match hardened. But you certainly know they should be healthy, as long as we're not losing them on the track. So, you know, they should come in fresh, whoever it is, whether it be Michael or Cox or Kirsten, and be able to contribute. So, but it does give some guys with some niggles a chance to recoup. You know, we've got some good run in the background, Pierce and Sheridan and Hughes, and those sort of guys. So, yeah, there's a bit to like. We've got a few more injuries than we'd like, but you know, hopefully, you know, availability gets better from here.
All right, we're gearing up for this absolute ripper at Optus. You know, we're looking at close to 60,000 fans. As you said, they're going to be dangerous, and they have been so far this year with their taller forward line. What are you expecting from the crowd, and also what are you hoping from our team?
Well, with the crowd, we want it to be purple. The Purple Army's been getting there in strong voice, and all the players have been commenting on it, so if you're umming and ahhing and you've got a ticket, get there. But look, it's going to be beautiful weather, really predominant Docker, our home derby, the new stadium, so it's a first. Well, we know there's a fierce rivalry, and I'm fully in that, so don't worry about that. There's no love lost there for what's up the road. So, but from my end, we've got to focus on the job at hand and play good footy, and they come in really good form. They're on top of the ladder, only teams have won four in a row. So they're full of beans, and we think we're really improving. And a bit like last week, I'll be surprised if we're not right in it and can get the points if we do a lot of things right. So they'll be thinking the same, and they'll be a little bit nervous about it as well, what to expect from us. Our last performance against them was strong. Certainly think it counted. We know what we've got to execute. It's just a matter of getting it done.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Look forward to a massive crowd, as Ross said. Get behind the boys this weekend. Look forward to it, Ross. Thanks once again, and hopefully that gives people a real insight into this big derby. Sunday, 2:40. See you there.